From Homestand Sports, this is Day Games. Day Games wants to thank our sponsor, HelloFresh. Forget takeout, HelloFresh delivers all the ingredients for delicious, healthy meals anyone can prepare at home in less than 30 minutes. Go to HelloFresh.ca and use promo code ANTIKA50 to get 50% off your first order. HelloFresh is on a mission to bring cooking back into our lives, with real, whole ingredients that are healthier and we can feel good about. They do all the shopping, planning, and deliver step-by-step recipes and their ingredients so we can relax and enjoy all there is to love about cooking. They plan, they shop, you cook. Go to HelloFresh.ca and use ANTIKA50 to get 50% off your first box. Hello and welcome to Day Games. Day Games is a podcast where we speak to people that work in and around professional baseball in an effort to better understand the daily lives of those working in the game that we all love. We'll be asking them what it takes to do their jobs day in and day out, and the different challenges that exist in working in different parts of the baseball world. My name is Mike Son, and I'll be your host. During my day job, I work as an ergonomist, a scientist who studies how people work. In my spare time, I write about how muscle fatigue influences baseball pitchers. My goal is to talk to those who work in baseball, find out how they got into their jobs, and how they solve their everyday problems and excel in their roles. I'm here today with John Fitzsimmons, who is pitching down at Class A, the Lake County Captains. How's it going, John?
Hey, not bad. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. So I was joking with you before we went on the air about the Cleveland organization's policy on drone repairs, but just so everybody knows that's listening, John is staying well clear of his drone this offseason until there's a more formal policy in place, because you can't be opening up any sort of calluses or blisters or anything doing that, especially with the principle that's been set at the higher levels.
Yeah, or like a 2-inch gash, whatever he had on his hand, that was pretty gross.
Yeah, I guess that's worse than a blister, eh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
So, John, what we want to kind of get an idea with here on Day Games is, what does a day in your life look like? And, you know, with a baseball player, I imagine your days are quite different. So to start it off, what's a day in season when you have a game? What does that look like?
I'm going to be honest, it's a little bit monotonous once you do it for a few years. But you wake up and you usually got to be at the field around, like pitcher stretches at 3:30, and you want to be there like probably like an hour to and a half early or so. So you get up whatever time that is and you get some food. I usually get up around 10, get some food, head to the field for probably like 2 o'clock. Because you want to be there early just in case, someone needs you to do something in the training room or something like that. Or if you had a lift, even you want to show up around like 1 o'clock, make sure you get all your, pregame work in and stuff. So you get to the field and, you know, I usually just kind of take it easy. Other guys got their routine. Some guys will stretch and or put like a heating pad on their arm or something like that, just to kind of get their bodies ready for throwing. And then when 3:30 rolls around, we do our pitcher stretch. We play catch and we do some conditioning, just like sprint work and some longer running for the starters. And then around 4 o'clock, the hitters come out for BP and they get stretched, and we check BP, which is probably for the pitchers our worst part of our day, to be honest. We have to sit in the warning track and get all the balls that the outfielders don't want to catch, because we have to stay out of their way so they can get reads and stuff like that on fly balls before the game.
Yeah, you want to make sure you don't pull up Mariano Rivera there, though.
Yeah, that's exactly. Not as I think it's a little different.
That's yeah, a dangerous so, yeah. job. That's a dangerous job. I'm sure that you got to be careful out there.
And I think it's a little different at that level too. So we got young guys trying to field fly balls, so they're pretty anxious to do that. So there's not a lot of excitement for pitchers during batting practice by any means. But when we're done with that, we roll in and into the locker room, assuming it's a home game, and we get a nice pregame spread, which varies organization to organization and level to level. But the the one with Cleveland in Lake County was pretty nice. We got some Greek yogurt and berries and stuff like that. I didn't see that in independent baseball or anywhere else like that. But we get our pregame spread, and you're basically sitting around until about 30 minutes before the game and doing whatever you need to do to get yourself ready. And you'll head out to the game. As a reliever, I'd go out there around like 6:30, watch the starter warm up, give him a little fist bump before he goes in the game. And that's about it until you go into the game. And, everyone's got their own routine during the game, but, like third, fourth inning rolls around, I'll probably start stretching out a little bit, go get a coffee from the locker room and come back out, make sure I'm nice and loose just in case I do have to go in the game. And once the game's over, then it's pretty much eat your food and get out of there so you can get to bed at a decent time or do whatever you need to do.
So producer for Day Games, Nick Dyka and myself, one of our biggest questions we had was all surrounding the food in minor league baseball, because Nick and I, we're kind of constantly talking about when we're going to get pizza next. What's the nutrition like? You mentioned there's the good snacks, the Greek yogurt and berries and that sort of thing. But is there like a meal plan in minor league baseball where you're expected to eat something? Do they have a cafeteria? Do you get a per diem? How does that whole thing work?
Well, it's not consistent throughout the minors. So every team, every organization is going to be different. And whether you're home or away actually makes a pretty big difference as well. So when you're at home, there's no per diem, but they're going to feed you before the game. And when I was with Cleveland, we got a pretty good pregame and postgame meal every day. It was really nice. Of course, when I was with the Royals, it was different too, because I was at a lower level as in rookie ball, but we got the stereotypical peanut butter and jelly sandwich, ham sandwich or something like that, and a banana, and then it was off to play a baseball game. So they do have expectations, so they do want you to try and eat well, but no one's sitting there watching you keeping track of your diet. So
being a Blue Jays fan, I watched the videos of the executive chef at the Rogers Center, and it's like those guys have 24/7 access to any food they could ever imagine. So it's a little bit different than that.
Yeah, just slightly. Those guys have earned that though, and they get their that royal treatment. But in the minors, it is a little different, especially like I said, on the road. You get $20 a day to eat on the road. And that can be tough, especially if your hotel's not near any decent restaurants. So I know the away team that would come to Lake County, because I stayed in the same hotel for a few days, had a Burger King across from their hotel, and then that was it. So
wow, that's that's tough.
There's not much you can do.
That's not how you build velocity, I don't think. Maybe it is mass.
No, I don't. Yeah, some people think it might be, but I don't think it. That works for me very well. I know if you're going to have to eat at those places, I mean, there are ways you can learn, what's decent on their menu, even if it's getting a salad and wait until you get to the field for something better. But it can be tough, especially, like I said, when there's nothing around.
So you mentioned when you're on the road. So what's a travel schedule look like for you?
It depends on the league you're in, because the travel varies from league to league, obviously. When I was in the Pioneer League out west with the Royals, I was on the Idaho Falls Chuckers, and we had, I think, our furthest drive was a 13-hour drive to Colorado. It wasn't very nice. The bus broke down, and there's no air conditioning, so it wasn't the best. But normally you're looking at, you finish a home game, and then depending on how far the trip is, if it's anything over like 5 or 6 hours, you're going to leave that night and right after the game, get on the bus, pack it up, and drive overnight, get there in the morning, check into the hotel and get some rest before the game. So it can be pretty tough, especially on your body, trying to sleep on a bus.
Yeah. I remember I worked as like an athletic therapy assistant, for the University of Windsor football team. And some of those bus trips on the way home after you won, they were pretty fun. But that was after one day. I can imagine if you're going day after day, that's really a grind that's going to wear on you.
Yeah, especially in season, at least you're going to play like a 3 to 5 game series against the team. But, you know, in playoffs, I remember I was in Lynchburg, Virginia with our high A affiliate this season. And we made it to the finals and we were playing Myrtle Beach and we just clinched the second round and we were going to the final round. And we'd celebrate in the locker room and we got on the bus immediately and drove 6 hours to Myrtle Beach. And I pitched the next day and I know it took me a little longer to get loose and get my body ready.
It's a pursuit of passion and it's gotta be hard work. And I think when people, you know, see the product on the field at the major league level, they may not be completely aware of the sacrifices and all the challenges that you face when you're in the minors.
Yeah, I guess looking at it that way, you might not be aware of that. And of course, those guys are working extra hard. They're working harder than anyone else has in order organizations to be at the top there. So there is definitely a way to go about it. And but I know a lot of people make a lot of sacrifices and, you know, their families and being away from them. And obviously, you can't eat perfect when you're in the minors, so your health's taking a bit of a hit. But yeah, those guys up there are working hard, and they do make it look easy, but it's not.
So you mentioned your time in Idaho Falls, and now you're with the Cleveland organization. When you transfer between different organizations or you move into a new city, how do you settle into that new city? What's the first things you do? At the same time, what are some of the things that the team does for you? Do they find you accommodations or is it up to you to, you know, find your Airbnb or find a billet or something of that nature?
Well, I know for me, when I signed with Cleveland, they had a hotel ready for me. As soon as I flew in, they fly you to where you need to go. And they have a room ready for you until you find another option, which with the Royals, I was in rookie ball and we all stayed in a hotel together. So that was already taken care of. It came out of our paycheck, but I've never actually broken with a full season team out of spring training, but I know that when you do that, you have to show up and find an apartment on your own and get that sorted out for the season. And usually they might have a deal with like a landlord in the area who knows that players are going to be coming in and out and stuff like that. But you're pretty much on your own that way. I think the other option there is host families. The team will set you up with a family that's agreed to host a player and that can be a pretty good deal too. I know I showed up to Cleveland. I was in the hotel for a few days and after that, a couple of guys on the team said I was only there for a month, so I could stay at their place for free. And I sleep on a mattress in the middle of a living room with another guy in a mattress separated by a shower curtain on the other side of the living room. So it can get pretty interesting. People get pretty creative to save a bit of money there.
As long as you know you're getting your good 8 hours of sleep in, I mean, that sounds like it's pretty harrowing.
It's not as bad as it sounds. It's just kind of a funny setup there. And those guys are trying to save pretty much every dollar they can.
I know, like, it, you know, we're hearing these stories about, you know, some of the hardships. But at the same time, I imagine those things really bring your teammates pretty close together. And if you spend time in an organization with some of these other players, that can really forge a good bond. How would you say that's carried over to some of the people you may have seen in the majors? Like when they go through that whole minor league system together, does that make them play for each other a little bit harder or, you know, maybe make some sacrifices for each other a little bit more?
It's tough to say. I mean, I don't know. I don't know too many people who've gone up the levels. Like they go up the levels together and I'm sure that makes it way easier to play for each other. Definitely. If you stick with your draft class or a specific group of guys, it definitely makes it easier to play for each other. And then obviously getting called up to the big leagues, it's probably not going to happen that the whole group at one time gets called up, but it can. But I'm sure it 100% does make it easier. And I know when I was in Quebec, when I played independent ball, they the way the team was run and the organization was run there, there's no level. So you got the same teammates year to year if you're staying on the team, and it makes it way easier to, you know, root for the guy next to you to do well and, you know, make sure you're playing for the right reasons.
Now, you mentioned your time in independent ball. What are the big differences between playing for an independent league team versus, you know, the Lake County Captains?
Well, I think there's a lot of differences, really. Like I said, year to year, you're going to have a lot of the same guys coming back. And at the same time, it's in independent ball spots, there's only 22 roster spots, so spots are limited. And if you don't perform, you're getting the boot. But it was different, and there was a lot more freedom in independent baseball. They're a little more lax with the rules. Like, I could leave the locker room after BP, go get a coffee somewhere, or get some food at a restaurant, and then come back if I wanted to. But that's probably not going to happen in an affiliate, and which makes sense to me. But the other thing too is since there's no levels, you don't really have that competition between each other like you do in affiliated baseball, where you're kind of competing to the guy next to you to move up to the next level, because there's only 25 spots at the next level. And, so in independent ball, I think you see a lot more closer teams and guys who are playing for each other rather than strictly for themselves. Now, I think it depends on the group of guys too, because I've seen it in affiliated baseball where guys are pretty close knit and will play for each other and play to win the game rather than worrying about their personal performances.
That's very interesting to put it that way. I guess in minor league ball, yeah, you truly are competing against everyone to move to that next level and to shorten up your bus trips a little bit. So that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, it's too bad, really, too. And it depends on the attitude you have going into it. Like, I don't like to think of it that way, but that's the reality of it. Where it's because I realized after going from the Royals to Quebec that it's a lot more fun and a lot more enjoyable to play for the right reasons, playing to win the game, and thinking of it that way. It made performing a lot easier.
In the off season now, what's your day look like when you're not reporting in for games every day?
Well, it depends. This year, I'm doing some work for my agent. I'm doing some graphic design work. So, ideally, I mean, unless you're a big money prospect, you're gonna have to find some work somewhere. Some guys like to do baseball lessons. Other guys. Work retail or whatever they need to do. But for me, it's been kind of nice doing this design work because I'm kind of on my own schedule, but I'll wake up in the morning and go get a lift in. About 4 days a week, I'll do that. And then I'll come back and I've got the rest of the day to work on my stuff. But other people I know who have a more regular schedule of work, they will go to work and then right after work out and come home and eat and basically repeat the process. So I think it kind of depends on your situation. But the off season can definitely be tougher for some people than other people. Right now I'd say I've got it pretty easy though, just being able to focus on working out and getting a couple extra dollars on the side.
So how does that affect you as a pitcher being a graphic designer? You probably are out on the mound and you see like somebody's terrible ad out on the bullpen wall and that's got to really get in your head.
Yeah. It's funny. I do notice.
Okay. Okay.
I try to stay away from doing any work.
Well, when you make it up to Cleveland's MLB team and you're pitching at the Rogers Center, we'll make sure we'll put some Comic Sans on the bullpen walls just to distract you a little bit and give the Jays an advantage.
Please don't.
We found his kryptonite. It's Comic Sans. Anybody with good taste, that's their kryptonite.
Yeah.
So John, last question here, bouncing between a few different organizations, going to independent ball, the coaches there, are they trying to really change your philosophies as a pitcher, or do they kind of see what you've got and they say, okay, you go and get hitters out and whatever works works? Or does an organization from the top down try and mold their pitchers to pitch a certain way?
Well, I think with younger guys, and like when I was younger with the Royals, like they really, when you get to the organization, they really want to work working out the kinks. But when you get older and you go to independent ball, or you make it to the higher levels, they're going to be a little more hands off, just because you've made it that far and they kind of, you know what you're doing at that point. So with the Royals, it was very, you know, like mechanical adjustments, do this, do that, and talking and learning about the game. Whereas when I show up to independent ball, is about performance, and the pitching coach was really hands off and kind of let me work out my own issues on my own. So, and then when I got to Cleveland, the coaches there were hands off, and I've only been there for about a month and a half, so we'll see what happens in the spring. But I really do appreciate the coaches who can kind of step back and let you work on your own thing, because not everyone's the same. But I think each organization, affiliated organization, kind of has their own pitching philosophies that they like. And I think the best way to go about it is catering to each individual rather than trying to, make cookie cutter pitchers and hitters and stuff like that. Because I think different things work for different people.
Yeah, and I think when you start trying to force people to do something maybe they're not comfortable with, that can lead to some injuries and things of that nature.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. And I know, at least my experience so far with the Indians, they seem to tell each of their different pitchers, at least different approaches on the mound, and depending on their stuff. So I think that's pretty good.
So I'll let you go, John. Thank you very much for appearing on the Day Games podcast.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
No problem at all. Playing in the minor leagues is a test of someone's passion for the game of baseball. Playing independent ball offers no guarantees of the future in baseball, and when you're riding the bus in Idaho Falls, the glitz, glamour, and big paychecks of Major League Baseball can seem pretty far away. This December, John Fitzsimmons was selected by the Arizona Diamondbacks in the Rule 5 draft. This means he must be kept on the Diamondbacks' 25-man Major League roster for the entire season after the draft. He may not be optioned or designated to the minors. If he is waived, he must be offered back to Cleveland. While there are no guarantees for John, he's now officially one step away from the show. Day Games wishes him all the best, and we'll be cheering for him as hard as we can this season. Day Games was brought to you by HelloFresh, delicious, healthy food delivered for you to make in your own kitchen. Use the promo code ANTIKA50 for 50% off your first box, courtesy of your friends here at the Antika Podcast Network and HelloFresh. Day Games is executive produced by me, Dr. Mike Son, and Nick Dyka, with support from Kevin Kennedy and technical production by Natalie Stoberman.